And good morning. It's now 6:04. I'm Sean Crawford. This is NPR Illinois. A federal judge on Friday ordered the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino to testify in federal court. That order came the day after Bovino himself threw a canister of tear gas into a crowd of protesters in a Chicago neighborhood. U.S. District Judge Sarah Ellis had already ordered Bovino to be deposed in a case over the Department of Homeland Security's crowd control tactics. She said she was concerned federal immigration agents were violating her restraining order, restricting the use of tear gas, pepper balls, and other non-lethal riot control weapons. Another federal judge in Chicago heard arguments Friday over whether a consent decree that prohibits warrantless arrests by ICE authorizes the judge to order the release of hundreds of undocumented immigrants from detention to electronic monitoring. In that hearing, Justice Department lawyers estimated approximately 3,000 people in the Chicago area have been arrested by federal agents since mid-June. The second week of Sean Grayson's murder trial starts today. Grayson's a former cop who fatally shot Springfield-area resident Sonia Massey in her home and faces first-degree murder charges. A forensic pathologist testified for prosecutors that Massey could have survived her gunshot wound if someone had controlled her bleeding in time. Sante Massey, Sonia's cousin, says he was devastated to hear that. He says the trial's been difficult for him and his family. Defense lawyers are arguing that Grayson acted in self-defense. They're expected to present their case this week. Governor Pritzker wants state lawmakers to fix public transit funding before the veto session ends this week. The so-called fiscal cliff facing Chicago-area transit agencies has shrunk significantly, but they warn service cuts and layoffs are still looming and could get worse in 2027. Pritzker told the Economic Club of Chicago fixing it has to be a top priority.
I want a world-class transportation and transit system for the city of Chicago. We can't thrive without it, so we have to make the investments. Have to.
The state Senate passed a measure in the final hours of the spring session in May, and it's still on the table. But any measures considered this time of the year need a three-fifths majority to pass, rather than the simple majority that the Senate's bill got a few months ago. The electric automaker Rivian says it's cutting hundreds of positions, about 4.5% of its workforce company-wide. That would be about 600 jobs, and it's unclear how many of those are in central Illinois. And Rivian spokesperson says no manufacturing operation employees are being impacted. This is NPR Illinois as we take a look at our weather forecast for today. Across the area, we are expecting to see mostly sunny skies, a high around 65. Clouds tonight, low down to 48. For tomorrow, though, we have a 50% chance of showers during the day. That will increase as the day goes on. And Wednesday, rain in the forecast as well. It's now 47 degrees.